the Trump plan for Afghanistan.
We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
Remains found in damaged warship.
One tragedy like this is one too many.
Charlottesville anger.
You brought murderers to our town.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Details were scarce, but President Trump used a primetime speech last night to talk about a new U.S. strategy in the war in Afghanistan. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president said his instinct was to pull the U.S. out of Afghanistan, that he shares voters' frustrations.
The American people are weary of war without victory.
But in his speech to troops at an army post in Arlington, Virginia, the president vowed he won't repeat what he called the mistake of Iraq.
Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. will not engage in nation building. But echoing his predecessors, he said the military will target terrorists and give the Afghan government the support it needs to succeed.
Our commitment is not unlimited, and our support is not a blank check.
The president did not say how many more troops he'd be sending to the fight. He says he won't do that. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
War correspondent Charlie Daggett has reaction from Afghanistan.
When you speak to Afghan field commanders, as we've done over the summer, they'll tell you three things. They need a lot more U.S. forces, they need them in a hurry, and they need them as close to the front lines as possible. In that regard, the speech left a few unanswered questions. As far as the official reaction from Kabul this morning, that came from the office of President Ashraf Ghani, who said in a statement, "I'm grateful to President Trump and the American people for his affirmation of support for our efforts to achieve self-reliance and for our joint struggle to rid the region from the threat of terrorism."
Well, there's breaking news this morning in the search for those 10 missing sailors on a U.S. warship that collided with a tanker in Southeast Asia. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Pacific Fleet Commander briefed reporters just a short time ago and said Navy and Marine Corps divers have located the remains of some of the missing sailors in sealed compartments of the USS John McCain. The Malaysian Navy has also reported it may have found one body. The search remains the focus, but an investigation is also underway, and Admiral Scott Swift says they're ruling nothing out.
Some reports suggest the ship's systems might have been hacked. Outside Philadelphia, around 40 people were hurt last night when a commuter train slammed into a parked train at a terminal.
Stood up to get off and smack, hit the other trolley.
Passengers were tossed around in several cars.
My face hit the wall, put a big hole in the wall, and then I went straight down. I blacked out.
An investigation's underway. In Charlottesville, Virginia, WINA radio reporter Dory Zook says there was angry fallout last night from the deadly violence there more than a week ago.
City Council's first meeting since the August 12th Unite the Right rally soon descended into chaos, with the loudest voices from protesters who've made their presence known both in council chambers and on the street in the months leading up to the deadly event. Council members had to leave when several people jumped on the stage with a large banner reading "Blood on Your Hands."
President Trump goes to Phoenix today for a campaign-style rally that's unsettled Arizona politicians in both parties. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The big concern, of course, is the possibility of confrontations, even violence, between supporters and opponents of the president. Inside the convention center, Mr. Trump will address some of his most loyal supporters, but outside the convention center will be protesters who strongly oppose many of the Trump policies.
Republican Governor Doug Ducey plans to greet the president when he arrives, but won't attend the rally. There's a cash crunch at the Secret Service. So busy in the first 7 months of the Trump administration that hundreds of agents will soon hit their maximum pay and will not be eligible for overtime. CBS's Jeff Pagaz on the rising price of protection.
In June, Mr. Trump's daughter, Tiffany, traveled to Berlin with her boyfriend. A Secret Service detail went with her at a cost of more than $22,000. Secret Service details have also shadowed Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. during their business travel overseas. As of April, the cost of the Secret Service topped $190,000. The Secret Service has also spent $64,000 to inspect elevators at Trump Tower and $73,000 on golf cart rentals at Trump properties.
Well, has your cell phone been hit by hackers? Turns out it's an easy target. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
It seems our so-called smartphones are actually our weakest online links. The New York Times reports hackers have been calling providers like Verizon and AT&T and getting them to transfer control of a victim's phone number over to them. Within minutes, they can reset passwords on every device and every account that uses that number as a security backup. The main victims, holders of bitcoins, because virtual currency transactions, even the illegal ones, cannot be reversed. Steve?
Bill Cosby has a new attorney for his sex assault retrial. CBS's Matt Piper says it's someone who's had high-profile clients.
Bill Cosby's two lead attorneys have decided not to represent him anymore. So the 80-year-old enters today's pretrial hearing with a new attorney, only just announced yesterday. Tom Mesereau, who helped acquit both Michael Jackson and Robert Blake in their cases, will be representing Cosby in this upcoming retrial. The case involves the same accuser who says Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2004. The first trial in June ended in a mistrial after 6 days of deliberations where the jury could not come to an agreement. The retrial begins in November.
Well, one of the major events of the year has come and gone. And as we hear from CBS's Jamie Yuccas, those who saw the total eclipse of the sun yesterday are not likely to forget it.
Oh my gosh, there it goes.
From Madras, Oregon.
That's it.
Yeah, you can see that. Yeah.
All the way to Charleston, South Carolina.
I'm speechless. I'm literally speechless.
Millions of Americans looked up as darkness descended in the middle of the day.
Yes! This is something that I will be dreaming about and thinking about for the rest of my life.
Crowds erupted in Carbondale, Illinois, where the darkness lasted longer than nearly anywhere else in the country.
Unbelievable. Look at that. I'm so glad we got to see it.
Reaching for a coffee pod is a morning ritual for millions of us. Now there's a pod to put in your mug once the coffee is brewed.
If you like your coffee with milk and sugar, German researchers have come up with a way to make it a lot easier. Pods, similar to the detergent pods you use in the washer or dishwasher, these pods contain a pre-measured amount of milk and sweetener, both regular and slightly sweetened. The capsule, which is made from the sweetener itself, dissolves when placed in the hot coffee. Its developers say the pods are not only easier to use, they also reduce the amount of packaging material and can be stored at room temperature for up to 3 weeks with no loss of quality. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
Well, two members of the Kennedys were arrested near the family compound in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, after neighbors complained about a loud party and fireworks. One of RFK's sons, Matthew, and his 22-year-old daughter were charged with disorderly conduct. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.